Hello, 911. My boyfriend's on drugs.
No, why you gotta throw me under the bus like that?
Somebody help my boyfriend.
Why you gotta be like that?
On drugs.
No.
Yeah.
False alarm.
Okay. Tell them.
I took half an Adderall.
Yeah.
Because I hate myself lately for not being productive. Mm-hmm. And boy, does this shit work. Because I started making charts and graphs about how much I hate myself. I wrote a 6-page essay about what a piece of shit I am.
He bought me flowers.
I did. I buckled down and I got it done, you know? It's on my to-do list. And now that I'm all methed out,
yeah.
Boy, this shit is... It is meth.
Yeah. Speaking as someone who's done meth.
Yeah. I've done the Pepsi challenge and this is no different. It's the same thing. And I cut a, what is it, 30 milligram
sure.
pill in half. I don't understand how people.
Do all of it?
I know that. I guess if you have ADD and you take Adderall, it really levels you out. But I feel like, aren't there so many people who are just on it? All the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, is everyone on drugs? Is that why other people are getting shit done? Is everybody else on drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel a little better about myself.
You know, that fucking Steven Crowder guy?
Yeah.
He's like very anti-weed.
So hot.
Come on.
So fucking hot. Hey, Steven Crowder. Not,
some things are off limits.
Steven
some
Crowder.
Some jokes are just not funny. Okay. Yeah, he's like very anti-weed and I think other drugs.
God, why is he so lame about everything?
Because his whole thing, if you watch him and you see how he uses like all this like logic and he's like this logic nerd
yeah.
to come to these conclusions.
Truly the worst.
It's all back to evangelical Christian bullshit. Ugh. That's where his center is. So he's got to like just, and he knows that doesn't fly. You can't just say to somebody, it's because
yeah.
Jesus is real is the reason that I believe everything I believe. So
yeah.
He's got to make all these, you know, arguments.
And hilarious jokes.
So that's why he doesn't, I don't know. I think that's why he doesn't do any drugs. But, you know, he drinks whiskey and smokes cigars because he wants to fuck his dad.
Oh, right.
That's like a dad fucker
why?
Type of thing.
Any man who smokes cigars wants to fuck his dad?
I think
is
so.
That your hard stance?
I think so.
I
think they have
that.
This like hard on for testosterone.
Being a man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, any guy who like really gets into cigars just seems like they're LARPing. Like they're a little boy in an
yeah.
oversized suit with a Fisher Price like briefcase.
Right.
Just like, I'm a man. Boop, 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 doop, doop.
Who's the manliest man of all time? The kingpin in comic books? And he,
yeah.
you know, he has a white suit and smokes cigars. Or like, I don't know, some fucking mafia movie you
yeah.
saw or something. It's like, you're not a boss. You're, you know, a dog walker.
Yeah,
but
at the Cheesecake Factory.
But what I was getting at is he, you know, he's so anti-drug. And then come to find out, he's on Adderall all the time. Like, he takes an unbelievable amount of Adderall.
That makes sense.
And you see him, like, sniffling and, like, fucking, like, screaming and getting all amped up and stuff.
Really is a thin veil there. As soon as you realize that, everything makes sense. And it's not like, whoa, he's really cranking out episodes. It's like, oh, my God, this guy's on drugs. He hasn't
yeah.
slept. He's shaking and sweating
right.
and screaming at a camera.
He's just a vehicle for the drug.
Yeah.
And I just think it's interesting taking this... And realizing how much people are on substances, how like
yeah.
I guess high is what I'm getting at.
Even coffee, I don't even drink coffee that much. I drink coffee on my days off because otherwise it'll fuck up my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can be a different person on one strong cup of coffee. Just I can Crowder out.
Right, but Adderall is a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
it's intense, man.
What do you...
I haven't taken it since college, so I just forgot how... I mean, it's not like...
Walk
I'm
me
not
down
going crazy or anything,
Adderall
but it's like...
Lane.
You really... I was just struck by how high everybody is. How fucked up on speed everybody is.
So because everybody's taking Adderall? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people we know, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know one other person for sure.
I know a few people.
Who else? Who do we know?
I'm not going to say
the
name.
The names.
I'm not going to blow up their spot.
How
am I going to get more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Wait. What do you feel? Like, how quickly do you start to feel different, and what do you feel?
Well, I cut it in half, so I was, and I did a poor job, so I was eating mostly powder, so it just hit me all at once. And I did drink coffee on top of it.
Oh.
But it's an upper. It's like a real, I mean, it is meth.
Speed,
you know?
Yeah.
It's got all the same ingredients.
But what did you do? Did you start running around the house cleaning?
No, I walked the dog and then went to the gym and then you came over.
What time did you wake up?
That's not important. Because, what the fuck?
Because that's two things.
Am I in
and
trial?
That was 4 p.m.
Oh my God. Wow.
I'm just
one,
saying.
If you must know. When I'm texting you all night, what do you think I'm
were you
know,
texting
I'm
me
awake.
All night?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're
about
texting
that.
Till like 3 in the morning.
I don't know, but if you go to sleep at 3, I go to sleep at like 9, and then I only get up an hour and 45 minutes after you. It's
yeah,
not
quit,
fair.
Quit your job.
It's not fucking
it's
fair.
It's great over here.
Ugh.
Soon we'll have no money.
Yeah.
And that'll be that.
Yeah. Then we'll be dead.
Yeah.
Then we'll just have to kill ourselves.
Right.
So that'll solve that.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery.
That puzzle.
I wanted to tell you something.
No.
I already did tell you this.
Don't
but
do
I
it.
I want to retell you for the podcast. I had a dream that Leonardo DiCaprio was trying to have sex with me. And I was like, no, you get away from me. I have a boyfriend.
What's this accent?
That's how I talk in my dreams.
Oh.
Get away from me. You go away.
And what did I tell you?
Go away from here. What did you tell me?
That's a payday for us.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got to see us as a team.
Oh, yeah.
You got to invest.
I always fuck up. I thought I was doing good.
You really do always fuck up. But apology accepted.
Okay. So next time, have sex with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, you know, you got to negotiate a price.
Exploit him. Uh-huh. Okay. I am 40 years too old for him.
Leonardo DiCaprio is just keeping like drawers full of embryos.
Yeah, he just
genetically engineered perfect eventual teens. He's gonna fucking suck.
Then.
Oh, I had some. Speaking of Adderall, I had some thoughts on drugs.
Go on.
I think I have some advice for our children listeners.
Okay.
Because I think that people are often misdiagnosed as addicted to things or having an addictive personality.
Yeah.
And I think the problem that a lot of people have is impulse control. Like, for example, when you and I go out to have. If we're going to have one margarita, we're going to close the bar,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we don't sit around and go like, I need a drink right now.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We can go long stretches of time. If we're not around alcohol, we're not going
right.
to
I always
it.
Say I'm not an alcoholic unless I have one drink, and then it's completely downhill from
right.
there. If I'm just walking around, I'm not itching my arms going like, I need one now.
Yeah, exactly. It's impulse control. Like if I have a cake in my fridge, I have gluttonous tendencies and I'm going to have a full cake for dinner.
Yeah.
Right? So my advice to the children out there mm-hmm. is to not have access to drugs. So put a barrier between yourself and drugs so that when you are around it, like say you're out somewhere and somebody's like, hey, do you want to smoke some weed? Then they control how much you get.
Yeah.
And then you don't have, if you buy a bag of weed and you have impulse control, not addiction tendencies, but impulse control, you're going to smoke the whole bag
yeah.
of weed
right.
in a weekend. And that's why I think it's a good idea to have like one Adderall pill. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't buy.
Right. But then you're very precious about when you use it. I guess
yeah.
that doesn't.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I don't know if I would eat a whole cake if I had.
Okay.
If I had a. I think alcohol is my only.
We're different.
I'm just thinking out loud. No.
Sure. But you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So, like, if you buy weed off of somebody that
yeah.
you meet, don't get the guy's phone number. Just
okay.
enjoy that weed. Have a barrier between yourself and access, and then you're golden, I think.
And I think when you do stuff in moderation with a limit, I think you're more aware of its effects and you're present and you appreciate it. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever had just one glass of wine?
Sure.
And then you walk home or something and you're like, man, I'm buzzing. Like, this is...
Yeah, this is how it was meant to be consumed.
Not two bottles.
Well, that's also the problem.
To the point where you can't feel anything anymore.
That's the reason that you drink more than anything else is because... there's complete access to it.
Right.
As long as you have money, you have access to alcohol.
Yeah.
That's why I think maybe like living in California or somewhere would be kind of dangerous, because now you're just, you have access to
weed
too. And then, and like Colorado, you can get mushrooms, but mushrooms is, that's a sometime drug. You can't,
you know
what I mean?
Be.
You can't blast off into the next dimension every day. Okay. We took a long break.
We didn't want to, but we had to.
We had to. We recorded a bunch of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We had a solid half hour going.
Yeah.
And then we listened back to some of it, and the microphones are all fucked up. And so we went on a journey to find new XLR cables, but Best Buy doesn't have them.
Yeah.
So we ended up in Times Square at Guitar Center.
Guitar Center.
Couldn't go to Cinnabon because there's a line around the block for fucking Cinnabon. That's why New York is stupid. That's why Midtown is stupid. You come here, you come to this city, you think you're going to experience a crazy metropolitan dream, but really it's just your hometown with the same shit, just with longer lines and more expensive.
Yes.
And anyway.
Bubba Gump shrimp, though.
Well, yeah, Bubba Gump. That's why we stick around, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we're here.
That's why it took us so long to get back to this.
Yeah.
We had
all you could eat
bubble gump
shrimp. I always thought it'd be funny if I was rich to buy all my friends $1,000 gift certificates to Bubba Gump shrimp. So they have to go. And also in my dream, they're poor. So it's like they
it's
have
a
to
big
eat
big fuck you.
Yeah. And I could like buy them a car, but I just birthday. Christmas.
Another $1,000 to Bubba Gump shrimp.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got an expiration date on it. So you got like a month.
All their poor children are just dressed head to toe in Bubba Gump shrimp.
Yeah, yeah.
Bear banana.
From the gift shop.
That'd be great.
Anyway, so we've had quite a night between that last chunk of this podcast and now.
Yeah, Times Square sucks your soul out of you through your
Jesus
butt.
Jesus Christ.
It hurts.
When we were walking around, I was like, I need to get out. I think I need to move.
Yeah.
I don't think I could take this fucking city anymore.
I don't think I can live in Times Square anymore.
I can't live in Times Square anymore. I don't even know why we do that.
Ian, I really...
You're starting to go. Your eyes are starting to close.
I say this every time. No, I'm not tired. I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm not.
You got to make it.
Unraveling at the seams.
What sucks is we've done about 7 hours of podcasting, because our equipment is turning on us. Man, fuck this shit. And we went to Best Buy first, and they're an electronics store, so I've been told, and they don't sell XLR cables. They sell them.
But they do. They had one. They had a golden XLR cable with diamonds on it that cost $239.
Yeah.
These should only cost like $15 to $20. We were like, oh, we'll think about it and come back.
Right. So we went to Guitar Center, and now these cables that we have are a mile and a half long.
They're for guitar people. For guitar
people,
centrists.
The worst type of people.
Yeah. Yeah, some guys just go to Guitar Center to sit alone and strum.
Yeah. To show off.
Music. Yeah, I was like, we get it.
We get it. You know,
sir.
Stairway to Heaven.
Aww.
We all do.
I don't.
Me either.
Well, folks, you ask us every week. Please, I'm begging you, stop talking about pedophiles. And I say, I'll stop talking about pedophiles when pedophiles stop being relevant. And yet another
right.
pedophile
And I'm
story.
Not going to get married until pedophiles can get married to children. because I'm an activist. What?
That's why.
I'm hard stance. I'm sorry, Catherine, but I have convictions.
No.
Equality for everyone.
Well, it's going to be a long uphill battle, but yeah.
But we do have pedophile news.
What's our pedophile news this week?
And somebody make us a pedophile news, what's it called? Like clip.
Yeah, like this week on pedophile news.
Yeah, bumper or something. I don't know what that's called. But pedophile news.
Yeah.
Gary Glitter, who is a musician. He wrote the song.
Allegedly.
It's, I don't know. It's got to be called like Hey, right?
Well, you got to do.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That song. It's played at all your favorite sports games.
If somebody told me there was a man named Gary Glitter wandering the streets, mm-hmm. I would probably...
You're like, check his drawers for boy panties. For I wish I hadn't stumbled all over it.
For boy panties?
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Actually, he was into little girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I reacted that way.
Because
across the board, it's terrible.
Right. But it's worse when it's little girls. Let's be honest.
I think some people react worse when it's little boys because they're like, oh, on top of everything, you're gay. Do people?
I draw the line at gay.
Yeah.
Wait, where's the line? It goes gay, pedophile, bestiality. And then lesbians.
I'm so sorry. What were we saying? Okay, anyway.
Hold on. Can I say one other thing? Yeah. I was talking to our friend Franco. He's like, I listened to your podcast. Just you saying nonsense and Catherine laughing at it.
Oh, well,
like,
guess what, Franco? I can say nonsense, too.
Yeah.
Not yet, but I will. Well, it's funny. What am I supposed to do? Anyway, Gary Glitter.
Gary Goldman. Gary Goldman wrote, Gary Goldman is a pedophile and he wrote this song, Hey. Okay, I should clarify. Gary Goldman is a comedian. He's got an HBO special
and he's a pedophile.
And he wrote, Gary Goldman's not a pedophile. Okay? Asterisk, he's not a pedophile.
What we're trying to say is Gary Goldman is not a pedophile.
Yeah. Gary Goldman.
When you think pedophile and you think Gary Goldman.
Stop. think X through it. Gary Goldman is not a pedophile. Wait, I fucked that up. Gary Goldman is not a pedophile. He is a comedian with an HBO special and a regular ass wife of age. What?
Is any of that true?
Yeah. Maybe it's his girlfriend.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know. She's in the special. It's a half a special, half a documentary, zero kid fucking.
Okay.
Now that that's out of the way.
Whew, okay. So Gary Glitter. Okay.
Is a convicted pedophile who wrote the song, Nah, Hey. It appears on Now. That's what I call
and
pedophile music. 6.
Oh, I'm sorry to step on that. That was funny. I didn't mean to do that. But that is different from Na 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 Hey Hey. What is the other one?
Na Na
Na Na. Na.
I don't know if that guy's a pedophile.
Is that, yeah, see.
Who sings that?
Na 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 Hey Hey Hey. Goodbye to all the children I fucked.
Right. Mm. Goodbye to your innocence.
Mm. Hmm.
Hmm. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter. Not Gary Goldman, who is not a pedophile.
He's not.
Gary Goldman, not a pedophile.
Okay, we're right.
He's on HBO. This guy, Gary Glitter, is in the new... He's not in it, but his song is in the new Joker movie, and people are up in arms. What say you? What do you think?
Oh,
is it bad? Because now Gary Glitter's going to get a payday, and he is he's an evil, evil guy.
What do I have to say about that?
What do you have to say about it? Because
what are people saying? Are they saying that this makes Todd Phillips a pedophile sympathizer, because you absolutely have to denounce every use of Michael Jackson, right? In music? Oh, well, he was never convicted.
I suppose. You use a Michael Jackson song now in a movie, that's a statement, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think people would be that mad about it. I certainly wouldn't be. I'm not even mad about Gary Goldman.
Well, people
Glitter.
Hate this fucking... I'm not even mad about the things that Gary Goldman has done. But
Stop
I think...
Stop.
He is a pillar of the comedy community, and we are shitting all over him.
It was an innocent...
It's a joke, Gary.
An innocent flub that has turned into a dastardly bit.
I also think he only works clean, too, so I don't think he would, like, get this joke.
Yeah, we're
this
like,
is his type
oh, no,
of humor.
We just kept saying you're a pedophile because that's hilarious.
We were kidding.
We were slandering you as a joke.
Yeah.
You know.
He's all into like writing clever bits and we're
like working
we're
hard.
Trying to explain comedy to him. No, like, you just pick somebody and say that they're you know.
Yeah, we
pedophile.
Said Elizabeth Warren was one last week. Well, she said
that's
herself.
True though.
Yeah.
That's confirmed.
Didn't she get some like 22-year-old to eat her out on an airplane?
I just heard about that.
Good for her.
Because we listen to the same podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Never fucking leave each other's side. We put one earbud in each ear. We're those
we
people on the
walk
train
around.
Where you're like, oh my God. Fucking kill yourself.
We really should.
And we will.
That is why we're suicide pacting. We're going to kill ourselves because we're too cute.
Yeah. It's because we can't do anything apart.
Yeah.
You're not even that sad.
But I'm crying right now.
I know, but... That's because of how funny slandering our superiors is.
A very good man.
Anyway.
Oh my God, we cannot.
Who cares?
Okay, no, I do have one thing to say, and that would be if I were going to make a movie, I'm not a pedophile, right? I am not.
I take your word for it.
Pedophile. So. If I'm going to use other people's art, like music or a painting or something, do I really have to do fucking research on everybody to find out everything they've done? I've never heard of Gary Glitter in my life. I would have had no idea that he's a convicted pedophile. If this is how the legal system works, where he still gets that money, whatever. He still gets that money. You just want to use that
song. Here's my thought process. I'm with you fully. I was like, I don't know who the fuck Gary Glitter is, and I certainly don't know that he's a convicted pedophile.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody's out here talking like this has been common knowledge forever, and that we all knew this.
Right.
But here's the only chink in my armor or argument. Listen, I was legitimately trying to use that word correctly.
Okay.
Okay? Right, do not isolate this and get me kicked off of,
have
you know,
to bleep it later.
SNL. But when we left... The Joker, Eric turned to me and said, it's weird that they used that Gary Glitter song in that show, in that movie. So he knew who Gary Glitter
no,
was.
No, he didn't.
He said
no,
it as soon as we
no.
left.
No, Eric is extremely online. People have been complaining about that for a while.
Oh.
I saw people.
Huh.
He may hear this
huh.
and claim otherwise. And I'm willing to listen, but I'm skeptical.
So you think that this piece of shit, Eric... fucking memorized this talking point and had it in his back pocket during the whole movie, before the movie even started, before opening credits.
I saw somebody who's like big on Twitter. It showed up on my timeline and it was just like, oof, that song that he dances to on the stairs is not what you'd expect. And then like that started some people talking. I've just seen tweets for the past week about the song that they use before... I even heard
I know,
about
but
Gary
I was
Glitter.
Saying that people do know who Gary Glitter is, and my evidence of this was that Eric knew who Gary Glitter was. And now you're telling me that
Yeah, I
Eric...
think he read and saw about it beforehand.
Oh, okay. All right. And okay. So he never knew who sang this song.
He never knew anything.
He never knew.
He doesn't
wow,
even
this
know
goes
his,
all the way to the top.
His own name. I'm surprised you got him to the theater.
Wow. This is really blowing my mind.
Yeah. Sorry, Eric. I'm so tired.
He doesn't listen to
I'm
shit. His wife does, though.
Slander everybody I know. Who's next?
It just seems like people are out to get this movie.
Yeah.
Because Vice started with the don't go to this movie because
you'll get killed.
Yeah, you'll get killed. Which really fucks with you, man. Like, even
of
if
course.
You're even if you're a reasonable person and you're like, man, the clickbait media has really gotten out of control. Mm-hmm. That moment when you're sitting in the theater is still tense.
Yeah. You saw a friend of ours had an incident because of.
Right. I mean, there wasn't really an incident. Somebody, right. Some teens like threw a drink or something.
Soda. Yeah.
And that freaked everybody out because they were all fucked up from reading these articles on Twitter. And there was a stampede and his girlfriend got trampled and yeah. She died.
She's killed. No, she's fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
But that's fucked up, right? That you can't go to the movies without feeling like you're about to be killed. I mean, I know that there's like evidence that it has happened for real. So it's like, sure, if you want to be worried in the back of your mind anyway. But they've really been stoking this fire.
Yeah. Well, it feels to me like you're putting that idea in people's head.
Yes.
You're like, hey, this is something you could do.
Right.
To make a name for yourself. And that's what scares me. It's not, you know, the thought wouldn't have crossed my mind previous. But now it's like, oh, maybe you inspired something. You monsters on Vice.
I saw somebody tweeted, I don't know if it was a Vice article, but it was maybe CNN or somebody, and she was just like, wow, the media really is not going to rest until there's a mass shooting at the Joker.
Yeah.
They're just not going to stop until it happens.
Yeah, I saw somebody retweet somebody that, in quotes, it just says, please shoot up a fucking movie theater already, the media.
Oh, you know, yeah.
So you can report on it. But I think as a direct response to this not happening, Vice has had to attack the Joker in other ways.
Yeah.
And by the way, I saw the movie. I have no allegiance to this fucking movie, one way or the other.
Yeah, you didn't really like it, right?
I don't know. I go back and forth. I think Joaquin Phoenix was unfucking believable in it. I mean, he was doing some things, some acting choices that I've never... It's incomprehensible. Yeah. I mean, you've seen a lot of it in the trailer, but just like the way he got his body to look, and I know a lot of... actors do that, but then the way he used it was so fucking creepy.
It's amazing when you see really good actors and you're like, oh wow, you look like shit, and you go like, that must be what you really look like. Like even Leonardo DiCaprio at certain points in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and then I know it's like lighting and makeup and stuff, but they go on like Jimmy Fallon or something, they look fucking amazing, and you're like, how did you look so bad?
Yeah well, what was interesting about Joaquin Phoenix is like he was almost he didn't even look bad. He looked alien. He looked like he looked like a full like CGI monster. It was this is in the trailer, but there's a moment where he is he's got his hands between he's on either side of a doorway. He's standing in a doorway, and he has painted his face in the white Joker makeup. He doesn't have any of the like features on there yet, and he's just kind of like dipping, his head is dipping below, but he's so skinny that his shoulder blades can stick up like wings, and he keeps tilting his head like this bizarre like spider monster. I mean, it was, the whole thing is very, very unsettling. They definitely accomplished that. Like, it's still sitting with me, especially being in a city and like feeling the tenseness of living on top of each other and the type of people that you're living on top of and not knowing what you're interacting with.
Yeah.
And then there's moments where he's just staring at the camera and you just can see the fucking diarrhea in his brain. He's just like full of mental illnesses, and it's all like electricity in his eyeballs, and it's amazing.
That being said,
I thought a lot of things were on the nose and a little corny and a little, but I mean, you know what it is? Like you're going in, you see the trailers, you think you're going to be watching Taxi Driver. You're fucking not. Yeah. You're watching a child's, children entertainment, which is comic book stuff. But I mean, this is not for kids.
Then you
at all.
Have Martin Scorsese throwing shade.
Well, he was throwing shade at Marvel movies.
Right.
And nobody disagrees.
I thought he said, did he say Marvel? I
Pretty
thought he,
sure
said
he said
superhero movie.
I thought he said Marvel, but maybe.
I don't know.
But there's another thing about the Joker that I want to bring up, but I can't until you see it. That's a little bit frustrating.
When
about the
can
movie.
I see it?
I don't know. You can see whatever you want. You had a show. I was all rip roaring and ready to go. I would have not gone if we weren't going with more people.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, we were just saying how Vice just keeps going after this thing. They wrote the article about the shootings, and then they wrote an article about how the movie sucks, and now the next thing is the pedophile thing. And I'm like, who's writing these articles? Batman?
Except you did say that.
Yeah, I did say that. I'm just regurgitating tweets.
But really, I mean, I don't know.
Who's writing these articles? The fucking Justice League?
The Bad Guy Brigade? What is that line from Wonder Woman?
What is this, a bad guy convention?
What is this, a bad guy? That's so literal. That's not even any kind of metaphor. What is this, a group of bad guys around me?
Do you think that was on purpose?
I don't know.
What's going on? What is this? Some kind of bad guy convention?
He's surrounded by bad guys with guns, and he says, what is this, a bad guy convention?
I thought that when I saw it, I was like, they must have known
maybe
what they're doing.
Maybe, because the rest of it wasn't like that. I really enjoyed Wonder Woman.
Not me.
No?
No. Hmm. If she was any good, she'd be a Wonder Man.
Well, I can't argue
trying
with
to
you there,
shove
babe.
Shove this shit down my throat.
Can't argue with you there, babe.
Hey. We're going to Sopranos Con.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the end of November.
We mentioned, we did mention this in the last episode, and we were joking that there's no way Pai Oh Mai is going to be there,
yeah.
But he is going to be
there.
We were
wrong. I mean, it's not Pai Oh Mai, it's the actor that played Pai Oh Mai.
Right. Sorry. But I don't want to offend him.
Pai
Oh
Mai
God.
Is a character.
If you could get a gesture from Pai Oh Mai, like ask him how old he is
Do
or whatever.
Do people know what we're talking about?
The horse?
The gesture.
Oh, yeah, right? Oh, we should explain.
I don't know if
we
talked about it. I have an Instagram account called Sopranos Hand Gestures where I just put on hand gestures.
What's it like dating a famous Instagram
star? Stop it. I knew you were going to be condescending. We have had this conversation. So
I'm sorry. I'm mean.
Shut the fuck up. We got press passes, though, because of the Instagram. So maybe it does pay to play.
I genuinely think it's cool. I thought that was cool when it happened. It's a silly thing to like have blow up, but I think it's really cool.
Yeah. I wish it was our fucking podcast.
Right? It's never
a comedy.
That's not how the universe works, I've noticed. It's always something you have no faith in that's like kind of a throwaway thing that will blow up and then you'll be like, what? But something that you really, really care about, you care too much about, it's never going to work out.
Yeah, I've been part of like 3 or 4 things that have gone mega viral. And it's just like, oh,
that thing,
that fucking stupid thing, you know?
Well, you got to leverage it somehow.
Yeah.
This can be the Sopranos Hand Gestures podcast.
But then you become that guy who's like, oh, well, thank you to all my new fans because I wrote a pun about whatever soup. Now buy all my figurines. You know, you complained about that last time.
That's true. You don't want to be that guy.
No.
Anyway, at the Meadowlands in November is Sopranos Con. Just
everybody's going to fucking be there.
Yeah.
20 of the cast members.
James Gandolfini's ghost.
James Gandolfini's going to be there. They dug him up. They're going to Weekend and Bernie's him around.
Do hand gestures with his corpse.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great. I'm really excited. I'm going to dress up.
You're going to wear a leopard print
jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear a big square suit. It's going to be so square.
Like Steve Van Zandt?
Yeah, like all of them. But yeah.
Nice. Are you going to dye your hair? Can you spray the sides of your hair gray?
Maybe.
That would be
Maybe.
Cool. Maybe. Consider it, babe.
All right, fine. I'll
Thanks.
Do it.
I'm really excited. That's my Comic-Con. Now I get it.
You got to finish watching it.
No, I don't care. I just want to dress up like a whore.
You can just do that for Halloween. You don't have to wait till November.
I will. I'll do it both
What are you
going to
be for Halloween?
A whore.
Okay. That's it?
No, I'll be...
put some bunny ears on or something.
I'll be slutty Gary Glitter.
No, because when Gary Glitter's slutty...
What?
Kids get penetrated.
Okay. No, yeah. I mean, aesthetically, I'll be slutty Gary Glitter. Mm-hmm. I'll just wear like a sequined... I can't believe he's not gay, by the way.
No, that's his like real surname.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's from
It's German.
The Bristol Glitters?
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. They changed it when he got here. on Ellis Island from something funny.
Glitler. It sounded.
What about no. A female reboot of World War II with a character named Clitler?
That's got to have been done. There's got to be some psycho Nazi dominatrix named Clitler in porn.
Right, and like all her clientele. Oh, she's a dominatrix. She's in porn.
Yeah.
But if she had like clientele, it'd be all Jews, and they would like to be, you know, dominated.
Yeah.
So it's like a Hitler theme, but it's Clitler because she's got a giant clit.
Yes.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
That genuinely makes me sad because I know in my heart that exists. That's real. Right?
I don't know.
I'm never going to Google
it. If it's not, this is what we might go viral for.
No.
Because it's a great idea.
Is it worth it?
You just got to get your clit plumped up.
Would you rather die in obscurity or shoot to fame as Clitler?
As Clitler? I don't know. I'm going to start going on stage as Clitler.
So
I'm going to take Clitler to the Fringe Festival. It's my one-man show.
Okay.
It's like women can do anything men can do, including genocide.
That's true.
Yeah.
Haven't had a female genocider yet?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Some right-hand women pulling the strings.
But
in the shadows. Because they're smart.
Right.
They let the men do the dirty work.
Yeah, and then they just go buy shoes.
Yeah.
Welcome to Is This Anything? It's the podcast where is this anything or do we have to delete it? Today's guest is Catherine. She's going to throw out some disjointed sentences that don't mean anything in search of some kind of humor. She's going to throw it against the wall, and she'll probably just accidentally end up calling one of the biggest comedians in New York a pedophile.
That was you.
I don't think so.
That.
I think you checked
that.
The tape. It'll prove that that was you.
You did that.
No. I have to go to jury duty tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't think I should be doing that.
Jury duty's so fun, babe.
I bet I could get dismissed from jury duty just by being like, have you heard my podcast?
Yeah.
I am not fit
to judge anybody.
That really should be a box you can check. Like, no, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be put in charge of somebody's fate. Are you serious? Yeah.
And so many idiots are. Because I just did jury duty and...
Sure, there you go. Perfect example.
I didn't
say no more. No, I get your point. I get what you're saying.
They dismissed the case, but the people in the room, oh my God, they were a mess.
Well, that's the people that do jury duty. I feel like most reasonable people try to get out of it.
Well, you can't. After a while, like, you will go to jail.
No, well.
I don't know how to... Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I'm not saying
what
to just not
what?
Go. I'm saying
what
like you go
you
defer. Go to
what?
Darfur. Remember Darfur? Remember that? We're having a Darfur. Remember the 90s?
They fixed it.
I don't even remember what it was.
We bought t-shirts and they fixed it.
I think it's like
went to a Dispatch concert, raised money for it.
Oh, that's good.
Fixed it.
What happened to Coney 2012?
Fixed him. We
Did
fixed
he
it.
Ever get elected?
Yeah, that guy jerked off on a playground. It fixed everything.
And Coney stopped. He was like...
Coney was like, wait, did that guy jerk off in a playground? He must really be passionate.
It wasn't a playground.
Yes, it was.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just on the street. It wasn't a playground.
What a fucking time.
I don't want to hear your... Nobody wants to hear your fantasies.
What? No, I'm just saying, I thought it was like in a school zone or something. I thought he got in extra trouble for being...
Maybe, but I'm like... Because wasn't there a video of it? He was like... going up and down a street, like just jerking it. And South Park did a song. Jerking it.
That was the silliest thing. That was the first viral sensation that I almost got caught up in. I remember my friends were sharing it. And you watch it and you're like, wow, this really does seem like something, and we can use our voices and the power of Facebook to make a difference in the world. Oh, oh, he's jerking off. Oh, no. Oh, God. Shut it down.
Never trust anybody.
Exactly. That's why when the everyone was protesting the pipeline, remember the pipeline a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I had this Kony 2012 PTSD, and I was like, not going to fool me again.
You're not going to fool me, indigenous people. I'm just going to, there's going to be a video servicing of you walking around a fire, just jerking it.
You're not going to catch me helping anybody ever again.
And then,
it
turns out.
I don't look like an idiot.
That turns out that was a real thing.
Yes, and, exactly. We're like, oh, okay.
They put in the pipeline and it immediately broke.
Then it killed everybody.
Yeah.
Poisoned the water.
Oh, sad.
It genuinely is.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. It's a fucking nightmare.
Everything's terrible.
That's why you should be allowed to say, what? You know, pedophile on a podcast.
Yeah.
Because the world's ending.
Sure. Nothing matters. Nothing means anything.
Right. Yeah, that's going to be my excuse
you
for committing crimes.
Say pedophile.
Stealing from CVS.
You got to stop doing that, babe.
I don't. Try to put me. Don't try to change me. Stop. I'm a rebel.
Stop stealing candy bars from CVS.
They want you to.
No, they don't.
They do. They save
I
a lot
hate
of money.
That you do
they
that.
Save a lot of money. They save a lot of money by not having cashiers. They got these goddamn robots that eventually. I mean, we got about two, three more years before these robots are enslaving us. You know, we got to stick it to the robots while we
get
the
candy
chance.
Bars. You're See, gonna.
They, it's in their budget. They knew. They know. They expect you. They budget
What's
for that.
What's
going to
happen when you
thing.
Get caught? You're going to, I'm going to wake up one
I
day
will
and you're going to be like,
I
got
never caught,
caught stealing turtles, those chocolate turtles from
That's
CVS.
Why I train. That's why I go to the gym. so I can... just karate chop the 6-year-old security guard at CVS right in the throat.
And then roll out the door, tumble
roll
out
the
door.
Roll out the door, yep. And I'll just roll down the street, roll all the way down from 16th Street all the way down here.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, 116th Street.
Yeah. Well, people don't need to know exactly where you live.
The cross streets are...
No?
I feel like if you did your whole like serial killer yarn thing on the wall, you could figure out where both of us live and work.
Oh,
if you listen to enough podcasts.
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe not where I live, although I think you could Google it. I'm pretty sure I Googled myself.
Oh, don't say
one.
That. That's too far. That's too much.
It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Okay. Good save.
No, you know what? If you Google it, I swear this is true, but nobody's going to believe me now. If you Google it, an old resume comes up and my old address is on it.
Aha.
I swear it's not
my
character.
Does it say you're proficient in Microsoft Word?
Yeah, and the internet.
Whoa.
When I first started looking for jobs after college, I remember seeing one that was like, requires a proficiency in the internet. I was like, whose grandmother is trying to hire somebody? This feels like a trap. And I was like the first one that I was like, I think I'm actually qualified for this one.
You go in and they're like, are you proficient in the internet? And you're like, yes, I am. And they're like, name a web page.
You're like, oh, fuck.
I didn't
know
there
would
be a test. You just throw a paperweight.
You could
and
say.
Run.
And roll out the door.
Roll out the door. Roll into CVS.
Karate,
pick up a few candy bars.
Karate chop them. I feel like we've had some good bits, but we're so out of it. We just laugh through them and it's unintelligible nonsense.
Oh, who gives a shit? Everybody bailed after the Shane Gillis episode anyway.
Not everybody.
We're down
just
to
like
11 listeners.
Half of our listeners.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're going to die whether you guys are here or not.
Right, exactly. I'm doing bad.
I've been having a hard time lately. How are you guys?
Yeah. Is it because of your job?
Yeah. I'm just tired and I can't catch up and everything's bad when I go to work and then I sleep and then there's not enough time to do the things that I want to do and I feel it taking years off of my life.
Right. That story took years off of my life. you know, what people suggest, they're like, well, why'd you get a new job? You're like,
sure.
You just feel like, especially you who gets up at a club like pretty regularly and somebody wants you to somebody's like, well, why don't you get a different day job? And you're like, I'm already
exactly
doing two. Why can't I just transition over to the one that nobody's paying me for?
I know. It's people will send me openings for other jobs. And I do appreciate it because I have explicitly said, like, I'd like to do that because I want a different job. Should I be saying this? But
yeah, it's
not. It's just like you said. It's like, ideally, I don't want to. Starting a whole new job is almost more daunting than leaving
right.
the shitty one that you're in.
And it's hard to explain to somebody. It's like, no, I want to have my dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
you
complain
selfish
about your job. And people are like, well, why don't you get another job like all of us have? And it's like, well, I want to be special. I want to
yeah.
be a special boy who travels the world and
yeah.
entertains the masses.
I actually want to do nothing and get paid for
yeah.
it. Is that possible? That's why I'm trying to sell pics of my feet and poop and stuff on the internet.
Pics of your poop? Who would
is that not?
How do you know?
Or,
well, I guess
pics of my feet and then also my poop. Would
oh, okay.
Be sold.
I was pics of your poop. It's like, how do they know it's your poop? You got to like pose with it with today's newspaper. the burrito you ate for reference.
the receipt for the burrito.
yeah.
I'm shaking hands with the Chipotle
this is obviously
employee.
Burrito. Poop.
Oh God. You know, when we had that conversation 29-30 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
about selling poop, I never thought that you would have to prove that it was you.
That was your poop.
Yeah. When we got to the end of the conversation, you were like, no, it has to be from a hot girl, obviously. I was like, oh, people aren't just selling poop. Like
yeah,
poop,
well, I guess
salesman.
It could be an honor system thing. Let's not get into poop again.
okay. All right.
This is a strictly pedophile podcast.
Okay.
Nothing gross.
Yeah, that's de classe.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
It's French for...
selling your poop?
Yeah.
Well, this is enough. We did enough. Do you have any plugs? Are you doing anything this week? Do you have any shows?
Oh, we're going to be on a podcast, right?
Oh, we're going to. Yeah, but who knows when that comes out?
Okay.
We'll tell you when that comes
all
out.
All right. In that case, Parkside Friday.
Parkside Comedy at Parkside Lounge every Friday at 7 p.m. I'm going to be on some stuff, but who gives a shit? You're not
no,
going to come
tell him. Tell him.
I don't know. I'm going to be at a... I'm going to be on Bushwick Bears on Sunday, if you want to look that up. It's a popular bar show.
What about Friday?
You Parkside.
And you have another show.
Yeah,
Friday.
But I didn't write down where that is. Go to my Instagram, Ian Hunt Comic.
Why do I have to
and
do
look
everything?
At my stories. I usually post stuff on there. And go to Catherine's Instagram, Kat Ziti.
Mm-hmm.
And she
just
posts her
fun.
Shows on there. And go to our joint Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
suicide.pack.pod.
Yes.
Which we need to start updating more.
Oh shit. Yeah, we do.
Because I do think people
yeah,
like
we got
our goofy
a good
show
amount
product.
Of followers. Thank you guys for everyone who follows. Email us at johnstossel@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And on October 25th, please, please, please come to Stand Up New York. Show starts at 9 p.m. Doors are at 8. If you go to my Instagram bio, you can click on the link. We have a awesome lineup, probably live music, I think. We're going to do some, well, I don't even want to say. We're going to do some crazy, weird Halloween shit. It's going to be really
ooh,
fun.
Okay.
Yeah, Griff's doing some crazy stuff. Costume contest with prizes and then all-night party.
Nice.
And I really want to sell it out, so please come.
Please.
It's going to be good. Anything else?
No. Take it away, Gary. Hail Satan.
Oh, we're going to...